WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and have you nominated your library yet? We are pleased to bring you the New York City Neighborhood Library Awards from the Charles H. Rifson Foundation in association with The Brian Lehrer Show. Five outstanding New York City community libraries will each win a cash prize of $10,000, and we are inviting you to nominate your library if you think it deserves one of these prizes. The judges have a big task ahead of them. Make it even harder and add your nomination. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to find the nomination form. Included in the nominations will undoubtedly be some of the programs that the library provides for immigrants, from books in many languages to ways to learn English and just get questions answered. The libraries are an invaluable resource for new Americans. And in fact, that's the name of the Queens Library Program that serves the borough where nearly half of its residents are foreign-born. Joining me now, Bridget Quinn Carey, who as COO of Queens Library oversees its New Americans program. And here with her is Farhana Yasmin, one of the program's participants. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll also hear in a little while from Adriana Blancard Hayward, who after emigrating from Mexico went from English language classes at her Staten Island library to a degree in library science and now manages the New Door branch. But Bridget Quinn Carey, I read in the Branches of Opportunity report put out earlier this year by the Center for an Urban Future that Queens Library employs its own demographer to keep track of the borough's changing immigrant concentrations. Why do you hire a demographer?
Well, because there's so much fluctuation in the different populations that come into Queens, and we want to make sure that we keep up with where the new Americans are settling so that we are planning and implementing programs within those libraries that meet their needs. And that could be classes in different languages or collections or the variety of services that we offer.
And how many languages, just for the record,
does
the Queens system?
190.
190?
Well, that's how many languages are spoken in Queens. But we offer, it varies year to year, but we offer programs in probably, 10, 20 languages over the course of the year, depending on what the needs are.
Amazing. And listeners, we have just a few minutes for phone calls, but if you are foreign-born and have come to New York, how have you utilized your library services? How has any library been important to you as an immigrant? 212-433-WNYC if you want to add your story. 212-433-9692. And Farhana, as I understand it, you've participated in some of the library's offerings. Like what?
I went Bangla computer classes and swing classes and English classes. And most of the time I took my kids in the library. They do homework. They get a lot of help from over there.
So homework help, sewing classes, other things.
It's computer.
Computer classes. How did you find it? And you've gone from just patron to also volunteer at your local branch.
Is
which branch?
In Central Library, Jamaica Bronx.
And how did you find out about the computer class at the library?
Because I live nearby the library, and most of the, every day I went library with my kids. And when I saw any flyer outside, I took the flyer and I attend this program.
Yeah, and Bridget, I guess that's an advantage that a branch library would have. If there are many branch libraries all over Queens or all over the city, then people in the neighborhood will just run into this information about the services that they can get.
Absolutely. I mean, that is certainly one of the benefits of the community neighborhood model. We like to try and ensure that people have a library within a mile of their residence so that they can avail themselves of the services of the public library.
Now, Queens might be the borough with the largest percentage of foreign-born New Yorkers, but the city's two other systems, that's Brooklyn and the New York Public Library, including Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, also make serving immigrants central to their mission. Let's hear now from Staten Island. Adriana Blankhart Hayward manages the New Door branch of the New York Public Library. Adriana, welcome to WNYC.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little of your patron-to-librarian story.
Well, I moved to the U.S. in 2003 because I met my husband and he lived on Staten Island. But when I was home, I didn't really know anybody. I was homesick. And I grabbed my computer, went online, and looked up the nearest public library. And it just so happened to be the Newthorpe Library. But when I got there, I was really surprised, shocked to see that it wasn't just books and movies. They had programs, they had English classes, they had computer classes, they had cultural events that I could attend and meet people. So I started by participating and getting my library card online.
And then you decided to become a librarian.
Yes, after I was there, I asked if I could volunteer and help out because I realized how much I liked it. I was also taking the ESOL classes at a nearby location, the Dongan Hills Library. And while I was there, I realized it combined everything I liked to do. It had technology, computers, it had books, and I would be able to help people. So I applied for a job, and they hired me in 2005.
That's great.
But after that, I was hired as an information assistant, and then I decided to invest even more on it, and I went for my master's in library and information science. So I really, really like it.
212-433-WNYC, with your stories of how a library has helped you as an immigrant, 212-433-9692, and Paul in Paterson, New Jersey. Hi, Paul. You're on WNYC.
Thank you. My parents immigrated from Barranquilla, Colombia, and unfortunately, they didn't have an idea what good study habits were. So I would go to the library and insulate myself, not only in a secure setting, but it was quiet, and I had access to great works. And that was key for my development. I'm 50 years old today. I'm an attorney. But it was key to understand that education provides access to any aspect of American life. So when I read about different career opportunities, I chose law. But libraries are an instrumental aspect to the immigrant experience because it provides not only a cultural fundamental understanding that education is a cornerstone of society, but more importantly, it gives you access and allows you to dream things that are maybe out of the reach of your parents' educational and social experience.
So I'm going to leave it there to get some other folks on, but so well said, Paul. That was really, really wonderful. And Bridget, why is this a library's job? I was wondering this morning. English as a second language. Why isn't that the city's job? Why isn't that community group's job from within whichever immigrant community? Why does that fall to the library when you're trying to do so many other things anyway?
Well, I think that is the role of a library. We are the people's university. We always have been since the first inklings of public libraries were discussed here. And we continue to feel that is a key mission of our service, is to make sure that we're providing the community with resources, whether they be printed or professional teachers, to ensure that the community does have educational opportunities that they may not be able to get through some other service.
Reza in Ossining, you're on WNYC. Hi, Reza.
Hi, Brian. Yes, I wanted to say that in 1994, when I had come to U.S. as a student, and I had planned to attend ESL classes at Page University, but over the course of summer, I attended English classes at Ossining Library, and we had a teacher named Laura who was very helpful, and you know, I had access to books that I couldn't have access to in Iran because of restrictions and press, and then I also met my wife, Jana, who's from Slovakia, at that Austin library class. So that's how wonderful the libraries could be with the English classes.
Wonderful, wonderful story. Reza was the caller. Thank you very much. Bridget, in our last few seconds, somebody wants to know if illegal immigrants or undocumented immigrants are at a disadvantage because you need a library card to use the Queen's Library. Is that true?
Well, for some of our resources, you need a library card. We encourage people to get a library card, but we offer library cards to anyone that comes through the door as long as they have identification, and undocumented people are eligible for library cards.
All right. So we'll just announce that tomorrow the Stapleton branch reopens in an expanded building on Staten Island. It also serves a large Spanish-speaking population. And we thank all our guests for coming on and talking about libraries and immigrants today. And don't forget, everybody, you can nominate your branch library for the New York City Library Awards at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.